Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Mem Dala. We're going to start on Mem Gimel, Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom. The Chain Vivein Vivas. So the Mishnah had mentioned also that if the shore kills a Vivein Vivas, a young katan, you also chayev. So Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan, it says, O Vein Yigach, O Bas Yigach. If the shore kills a Vein or a Bas, L'chayev Alak Tanak Gedolim, it's to chayev, even if the shore kills a katan, then your shore still chayev Skila. So Gemara asks, first the Gemara says, Hello Dinhu. The Gemara says, Oh, it's a Memetino, it's a Kavachomer. But our question can very well be just, what's the Havamino? Why would you need a Pasuk to tell me at all, or even a Memetino or a Kavachomer, to tell me at all that you sure as high for killing a Chatan? A Chatan's a person. What's the problem? So the Eben Ezra on the Pasuk says, is because you would have had a Havamino that the shore could have the Baal HaShor can come with a claim and say, you know what, it wasn't all my fault. This is a katan. You, the parent, should have been watching your child while you're crossing the street. Therefore, I have a little bit of a claim. I have an out. The Ramban says, maybe because it's on the pasuk there also, maybe because it's not so bad. Actually, this is in the Mika Yosef here. Maybe it's not so bad because they're not chayav the mitzvah. So you didn't really take away something that's so terrible because they're not chayav the mitzvah. So I like the Ibn Ezra better. So that's the Gemara says, we have a pasuk that says that you chayav if the shore kills a katan or a gadol. Gemara says, Iba, hello dinu. What do you have a pasuk for? It's a mematinu. Ho, we chayav adam ba'adam. If a person kills a person, you chayav. We chayav shore ba'adam. And if a shore kills a person, the shore is chayav. When it comes to a person, there is no distinction whether a person kills, whether you murder a grown up or you murder a minor. Sure, so too, then when you kill it, when a shore kills, and you're machayev shor b'skila, lo tachlok beketam gedolim. The Memetin will tell you, you shouldn't make the kachilik between whether the shore kills a grown up or a minor. Va'od, and even more so, kavachomer hu. It's a kavachomer. What's the kavachomer? Let's say the case by an Adam, right? We didn't make the Ketanim Gedolim, meaning we only mechayev in person if the killer is a grown up. But if the killer is a minor, we're not mechayev the person. Rashi brings it down from a pasuk. He says, on the last line, he says, Rotseach katan kegadol, dekseve ish kiyaka ish, velo katan. So everyone asks, and Mizrahi asks on the pasuk, we need a pasuk to tell me that a katan is not chayiv for killing. A katan is a katan. He's no chiyuvim. He's a katan. He doesn't chayiv in mitzvahs. He doesn't get onshim. We need a pasuk for. So says that maybe the problem. Maybe this is, so it says that maybe what it is because it's such a traumatic thing to take a life that it would even be chayiv on a katan. And also heard that maybe the issue is that since you have a good problem is a katan doesn't have das. A shore doesn't have das either. Give me a chayiv a shore, so maybe we chayiv a katan also the same way. Because the pasuk to tell me that you don't have to be chayiv. You're not even chayiv. A katan won't be chayiv. So you see here, va'od harik kavachomer hu. Ma adam va'adam shlo asa bo katan gedolim. By an adam that's chayiv misa that kills is a distinction between a katan and a gadol. Only a gadol that kills is chayiv misa. Chiyiv bo ala katan gedolim. Nevertheless, if the murdered is a katan or gadol, the adam is chayiv. So shor ba'adam sha'asa bo katanim gedolim, but by a shor, right? That even if the shor that killed is a katan, Rashi says shor katan. First Rashi shor katan ha'horeg k'shor gadol ha'horeg. It's the same thing. Ha'shor ben yomo kari shor, because a shor, the 1 day old shor is considered a shor. The k'siv shor okesev ki yuvaleid shor okesev yuvaleid. We're going to learn it out from there. It also has an opinion and ramifications by shin and kona. We'll get to meruba. That even if it's a shor ben yomo. Foreshadowing, but we'll get to. Can't wait for that for meruva. Okay, so shor ba'adam sh'asav katanim gedolim. Right there, it doesn't make a difference if the murderer is a katan or a gadol. Eino din shechiv ala katanim gedolim. So kol shekein you should be chayiv if the neharag is a katan. So the Gemara says, lo, we can slug up these two the mamatzina and the kavachomer because im amart adam ba'adam shekein chayiv ba'arba dvarim adam. A man hitting a man, there's an extra chiyuv. It's more severe because you're chayiv dalad varim if you do it. If you don't kill, right? Besides the nezek. So tomer b'shor she'enu chayiv ba'arba dvarim. So can we learn out from that to shor, which is not chayiv and dalad varim? So therefore, tamad lomer, obein yigach, obas yigach, l'chayiv ala katanik gedolim. So that's where we need the possible. You couldn't have made the limud out from Adam because Adam is more chomer. Because Adam is also chayiv and dalad varim. So therefore, we need the pasuk obein yigach obas yigach lechayev alakatan gedolim to be mechayev the shore if the shore kills even a minor. So the Gemara Maisa continues. What? Well, then maybe you date a katan who's a boy, a katan who's a girl. We'll see. We're going to have a limud for women also. And there are other things that we learn that also. The obein yigach obasigach. But from here it says either one. Right? So the any. And maybe if you only have one, maybe there's something else. But if you say bein ubas, you clearly stating that it's a katan. It's a good question. The ein li ele bimuadim. So I only have here, this pasuk is only talking about a muad. If a muad kills a katan or a katan, I know that your muad's chayad misa. Betaminai. And how do I know if a tam hits a katan and also chayad the tam? So Gemara says, dinu. It's a mematzino. Why? Horo v'chiyei v'ish v'isha. If a tam kills a man or a woman gedolim, v'chiyev bein ubas, and we know that's chayev by a muad. If a muad and a tam, if it kills a isha or isha, v'chiyev bein ubas, and we just proved from the pasuk that the tzor is chayev if it kills a ben or ubas, right? So then, gemak shechiyev isha isha lo chalatim in tam b'muad. Just like there's no chiyev by tam b'muad when it comes to a man or a woman. So too, when it comes to minors, there should be any chiluk between a tam and muad. And also, you can learn a kal v'chomer. Ma ish v'isha shekein hura kocham b'nezakim. You have the case of a man or a woman, right? That their rights are less when it comes to nezakim, meaning the Torah is more machmer on them, because when they are mazik, they're chayiv dalat varim, lo chilakta bo bein tam l'muad, right? So then, never over there also, where these people have less rights because it's weird. They have less rights because they have to pay more when it comes to damage. And then lo chilakta bein tam lemuad, and we didn't make a distinction between tam and muad. So kavuchomer by ubein ubas she yafek kocham nizakin. With the minors, that they have more power when it comes to nizakin. Meaning, if they do damage, they're not obligated to pay all these to pay on their nezek. So there's no kavachomer. You shouldn't make a chiluk between tam and muad. I don't see the connection necessarily between hura kocham bin yizakim and tam and muad. I don't think the Gemara doesn't either. So Amartos, so the Gemara is in Bidoche, and we'll learn this according to Tosos, so therefore we're going to learn the parentheses. And say that now the two statements that we had, one was a mamatzino, and one's a kavachomer, and each statement's going to destroy the one's going to destroy the mamatzino, one's going to destroy the kavachomer. So Marta, you said you had this memetzinu v'chi donim mikav l'chomor alav im hichmir b'muad ha'chomor tachmir b'tam ha'kal. What are we talking about? Look, what was the memetzinu? We said that since you're chayiv, right? We can you say that just like the Torah is more machmir by the davar ha'chomor, the Torah is more machmir by right? If you're machmir on the muad who's chomer, right? You're machmir on the muad and say that the muad's more chomer, because the muad's chai is a shor muad. It's nezek shalom. It's a more chomer din, and shechayv and therefore we say by muad yechayv katanim tachmir b'tam hakal. So therefore you go to a mamasin and tell me that you're also chayv v'kal. The tam's the more kal. What do you learn? You learn from the chomer to the kal. It doesn't make sense. We said just like by a tam lo chalak, by a muad lo chalakta, so too by tam lo chalakta. But a muad's more chomer because a muad is more stringencies. So you can't take one to the other. The old, and also your kavachomer is not right. Im amarta beish veisha shekin chayovim b'mitzvos. Toma reveinu v'vas b'sheptur b'mitzvos. Don't tell me a kavachomer. It's kavachomer because the chomer, you're more chomer by a man and a woman because they pay nezek, but a katan doesn't pay nezek. Men and women, they're gedolim, they're chayev b'mitzvos. So you got to tell me, since the tam is obligated if it kills. A grown up, it's going to be chayiv if it kills a minor. You can't bring the kavachomer because the grown ups are chayiv b'mitzvos. A katan is not chayiv b'mitzvos. It's not a kavachomer. So the Gemara says Talmud Lomer. Therefore, the pasuk says O bein yigach O bas yigach, and it says yigach twice. Right? It says yigach twice. So the Gemara learns out negicha b'tam negicha b'muad. It applies if it's a muad or if it's a tam negicha l'misa and negicha l'nezakin. It doesn't make a difference whether the shor killed the katan or the shor just damaged the katan. You're still obligated. Okay. Fine. Now goes the Mishnah. Shor shehayim is chakech bekosel. A shor is rubbing up against a wall. The idea is rubbing up against the wall to scratch an itch. It's got on its back. It's rubbing against the wall. The nafal, and the wall falls down. ala adam, it falls down onto a person, and it kills the person. That's case one. Or niskavin laharoges abehema laharoges adam. The shor comes about to gore a person, it misses a gore another animal, it misses and it gores a person. Right? That's case two. Lichnani vaharog ben Yisrael. It went to kill, it was intended to gore a Kanani, to kill a Kanani. Vaharog ben Yisrael, instead it killed a Jew. That's case number three. And the Nephalim vaharog ben Kayama, it had intent to kill a non-viable child, trefa, it's a Nephel. But in this, it hit a ben Kayama. In all these cases, the Mishnah says, putter. Okay, Mishnah's in these cases. So Gemara asks right away, what's he putter from? Because when a shore kills, there are two issues of it here. There's the issue of skila on the shore, there's an issue of kofar on the baal. So what is the putter in the Mishnah? Okay? What? By muad, assuming it's muad. By tam, it would just be the concept, would just be, if we're talking about a tam, then putter is clear. We're just talking about skila. But the Gemara is asking about what's going on, so it must be talking about a muad. Naples lying in the, left it at the church door. You know, it's left it in the parking lot. What? By the firehouse. A better example than mine. So Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel says, but when it says putter mi misa, it means you're putter from misa, you don't have to kill the shor, but nevertheless, the chayiv bekofer, but the baal is chayiv bekofer. So Shmuel is saying, even if the shor kills without kavana, a shor muad kills without kavana, you're still chayiv bekofer. It has to be muad, because we're talking about kofer. The Rav Amar, and Rav says, putter mi zem uzeh. Rav says, no, we say putter in the Mishnah, it's completely putter. You probably zeb is atalia. If you putter from Misa, you putter from Kofar. That's the story. So we're assuming it's a muad. But the Gemara is going to ask. Gemara is going to ask these questions. So Gemara asks on Shmuel, Amai, why is the baal ashor chayiv? Why is the baal ashor of the shore that rubbed on the wall and kills a person chayiv Kofar? Hatamhu. This has got to be the first time that it did it. So right, and the tam that kills is putter from kofer. So why are you saying he's chayiv? Why are you saying that he's chayiv in kofer? So okay, the Amar Rav, like Rav said in a different context. Rav had a different context. With context over there is a mission in the Mizayin Amaveis where a shore constantly runs up to the edge of a boar and keeps falling in and kills a person inside the boar. That more than once. That's the case in Mizayin Amaveis. So he says b'muad lipol al b'nei adam b'boras, because that shore did it three times. It saw vegetation around the boar, ran to eat, slipped in, and fell in. So it's muad to do this. So to hear, hachanami b'muad lehischakech al b'nei adam b'ksolim. It's done this three times. Rubbed up against the wall and killed people. So if it's already done it three times, why is it still alive? Right. So that's the Gemara we did on Shabbos. It ran away to the Yagam. There were plenty of ways. There were an Edim, Zomim, 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 all the cases that we had on the Daf on Shabbos. So it is, like we said, our assumption right away. We said it had to be a Muad because you're paying Kofar. The Gemara asks the question, how can you pay Kofar if it's a Tam? No, it's a Muad because it's done this three times by rubbing up against the wall.
What kind of wall?
Any type of wall. I don't know what the average wall is. He's done it three times to walls that have fallen down on people, and that's what it's done. That's a Muad l'ischakik abani adam b'ksolim. So Gemara says, ihachi. If we're talking about a case where the shore has done this three times, right, and it's a muad, so then Bar Katalahu, why is it putter from being killed? It's a muad that killed three times. You should be chayav the shore misa on the fact that it killed somebody to kavana. Why is the Mishnah saying that it's putter from misa? So the Gemara says there's a distinction between the case of Rav Mem Zayin and our case here. So Bishlam Ahasam over there. What? There also, Rav says he's putter from Misa. So if Bishlama Hasam, you can be mafarish that even though the three times, right, the chazu yeroka v'nafal. The kavana there wasn't to kill. The kavana was to go eat the vegetation surrounding the boar, and it slipped in and it fell. So he didn't have kavana, right? He didn't have kavana to kill. About Elahacha over here, Michael and Amor, what are you going to say? Why is he putter here? It's a continuation of the question. Why is he putter? Over here with a shore that rubs up against the wall and keeps falling on people, how are you going to say that he wasn't mikaving to do his meisim? Since he's done it three times already. What other thing could he possibly be doing? I don't know, he's possibly scratching the itch on his back. I don't know what the problem is. He's scratching it on the back. So that's what Gemara says. So Gemara says, Hachanami, so to hear, b'mischakech b'kosa l'ha'anaso. So to hear, he is rubbing the wall l'ha'anaso, and therefore he's going to be putter. So it's a major machlokas Rashi Tosos, Rashi on Mem Zayin and Tosos here, and how to learn. Rashi says what we're dealing with over here is that he's done this three times, And now on the fourth time, right? So therefore he's done it three times with Kavana. And now on the fourth time, he does it without Kavana. So the first three times he was Chayiv. So he became a Muad, right? So he would be Chayiv Kofer. Then the fourth time, he does it without Kavana. And then he kills. So he's Chayiv Misa, but maybe he's Patur from Kofer here anymore, because this time he didn't do it. Tosfos has a different thing. Tosfos brings down that the whole Machlokes in Rav Shmuel here is we're not talking about Nezek of Karen over here. We're talking about Nezek of Shane, because he's getting Hana. Tosfos seems to make sense also to me. He's getting Hana from rubbing up against the wall. So we're talking about the Nezek of Shane. So are you even Chayiv Kofer if the killing took place during a Nezek of Shane? Is the Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Right? So according to Shmuel, you Chayiv, and according to Rav, you Potter. So this is how. So the Tosfos explains the Mahalach of the Sugya that the Maksha first asked. That the Mishnah is talking about a case where he's muad to be mapiok tolim even without kavana on people. So the Gemara asks, "Aye, but it's a tam. Even if he kills a bunch of times, it's a tam because they're not talking about Karen, right?" So the Gemara says, "No, because he didn't do it with kavana. So he didn't do it with kavana. You should be a muad." So the Gemara says, "No, he's muad because he's muad to do this to knock the walls down onto the people." So the Gemara says. The Gemara says, if that's the case, then it should be b'kavana. Then you should be chayav because you killed b'kavana. And the Gemara says, no. Here the kavana is only to scratch up against the wall to itch its back, right? And therefore, it's a concept of shame. And if it's shame, shame doesn't have a difference between tam and muad. It's muad right away by shame. So therefore, shame's muad mitchilo. So therefore, there's a machlok between Rav and Shmuel. If you killed derech shame, do you have to pay kofar or not? Well, that's what they're saying. That's the machlokas about whether kofar is. And so Shmuel says, no. If you killed b'derech muad, which Shane is also. What if an animal is walking in the street, walking in the shus, in the, where he's permitted to be, and he's eating the food, and he bites a kid and kills it? So also that's b'derech Shane. So he's doing his putter for the Shane, and he's chayiv Shane in the rishus of the nisak over there. But he's chayiv kofar for killing the baby because he's doing it with Shane. It's not Karen. There's no intent to kill in that case. There's no intent to do it. The whole point of shame was it's lemanaso. It's not the for.
And also, when people are causing, they have to
be kavana,
obviously, know that the shore has some kind of itch.
So the Gemara asks, how do you know that the shore has some kind of itch? He says, the buster did not fall, kamis chachich bay. Because it's not done scratching itself once the wall falls. The wall falls, he's still rubbing up against it to continue the scratch. So you see that the fact that he's only doing it to scratch its back. Had they knocked down the wall and then walked away, then it probably would be, like you're saying, it probably would be Karen. But we're seeing afterwards that he's continuously scratching his back, so that is going to be proof that it's Shane. He's doing it for Hana. Fine, so the Gemara then continues, Vakati, but still. I don't know. How can you tell that?
I don't know.
Then why is it knocking down the wall?
What?
And why is it knocking down the wall?
Scratch,
no, but if you don't see that it's scratching its back, then they're assuming.
No,
the Gemara is assuming.
Its back and no way they can see that.
It's rubbing its back, and then the wall goes down, and it walks away.
Right.
So then the Gemara is assuming that that's not a case of Shane anymore, because if it was a case of Shane, it would still continue scratching its back.
Maybe it
accomplished
its goal.
What?
Maybe it accomplished its goal with the scratching the itch.
That's not the Gemara's assumption. The Gemara assumes that the only way you know is it continues. If it doesn't continue, then it's.
You're assuming the shark saw the person on the other side of the wall, or maybe it's on the same side.
No. Maybe it's on the same side. I don't know. I think it's on the other side because the Gemara's talking about it's on the other side. Yeah. You're assuming that's the assumption. The Gemara. Yeah.
See the
first. Yeah. Vakati. So the Gemara says, why is still chayav kofer in this case? The case is the shore rubs up against the wall and knocks down the wall, and the wall falls on the. And the shore has intent then to be for anything. The Gemara is talking about intent of the shore. We are talking about real intent of a person. It's different types of intent. It's intent to damage is sufficient. The intent to do damage. That's what it's talking about. It's not actual machshava that you have to plan and you conspire and do it. It's different. It's not. It's different rules. The akati tsroros nenu. Why would you be chayav kofer? In this case, it's tsroros. Remember, tsroros are like the pebbles that came shooting out. It's not direct contact with the body. What happened here is he knocks on the wall, and the wall falls, and all the stones fall down, and it hits on somebody, and that's considered tsroros. And tsroros, what's the deal with tsroros? Even if we say it's nezek, what's the deal with tsroros? It's chati nezek, and you're potter from kofer. Right? Because the Torah is only chayiv kofar if the shor kills it with begufo. What? Ah, that's what the machlokas. But let's say that's Tosos. Going to Rashi, we're talking about Tosos. Going to Rashi, we're talking about Karen. So he knocks it down. Or it's the case where he doesn't continue scratching its back afterwards. So it's not Shane. It's actual Karen. Right?
Let's say Choros was a part of Rebbe, wasn't it?
That was a machlokas also. It's a machlokas. It applies to everything. We spent three or four blot discussing that. So the Gemara says, well, it was a month ago. Yeah, you got to tough to remember that. So the Gemara says, Tsroros, no. This is similar to Tsroros, which is like the case where you're walking in the pebbles shootout. It's not, damage is not done. Rabbi Raza keeps saying it. The first six perakim of Bava Kama is one unit. You got to make your chart and keep all your lists of, we've all been doing that, of course. And, you know, Shane, Karen, Regal, Tsroros, all the things, and mark up the Gemaras about which one with the Chiyuv Mar, so you can cross-reference them. And since we've all been doing that, learning has become so much easier. What? We should get smart boards for the next show. Okay, before we build next door, we're going to get smart boards. Every Shriver, take care of smart boards. Okay. So I think they have them in DRS. They have in the classrooms. They have smart boards. The Rebbe's put their notes on the page, and the kids don't do anything. They take pictures with their iPhones and they tap all the notes. So he's laughing, but I'm telling the truth. Or you can do it. You can put your laptops and you can connect to his computer, and then you can get the picture right onto your screen. You don't have to take notes anymore. So. Wonderful, I think. So Vakati Tsroros Ninhu. So Amarav Mary Brik Kahana de Ka'azo Mineyu Minei. No, we're talking about over here where he's constantly pushing the wall. He's scratching, the wall falls, and he's still leaning and leaning and leaning the whole time down. He doesn't remove contact with the wall, so therefore it's still his force that's pushing the wall. This is the case that the Gemara was saying. Still his force that's pushing the wall onto the person, and it's pushing his force onto the person. He's chayev. So the Chazon Ish brings down that this Gemara is even according to this question, and this answer is even according to Sumchus. Because Sumchus said that if you chayev tsroros, he said you're still chayev nezek sholim. We learned it on Daf Yud Zayin. That Sumchus says that he's mechayev tsroros nezek sholim. Right? So he says, so even according to Sumchus, don't think that according to Sumchus, since you're chayev nezek sholim, but tsroros should also be chayev kofar. But tsroros goes, no, kofar is excluded. Kofar is excluded from tsroros. Even if you're chayev nezek sholim, Sumchus still agrees that you're putter from kofar. Gemara now says, Tanya kavasei de Shmuel, usiyufta de Rav. We have a brisa that goes like Shmuel, and therefore it's a kasha on Rav. I understand, if it's a Tanya kavasei de Shmuel, it's obviously a tiyufta de Rav. Why did they say both? But, Tanya kavasei de Shmuel, tiyufta de Rav. Right, Shmuel said that the shor muad that kills with al kavana is chayev kofer, and it's pater mimisa. The tiyufta de Rav, right, because what does the brisa say? It says, yesh chayev misa v'kofer. Sometimes you chayev misa and kofer. V'yesh chayev kofer pater misa. Sometimes you chayev kofer, but you pater from misa. V'yesh chayev misa pater kofer. Sometimes you chayev misa and pater mi kofer. V'yesh, and sometimes pater mizeh umizeh. Ha ketzad, what's the cases? Right, if it's a muad b'kavana, then you chayev misa b'kofer. Muad shalo b'kavana. If it's a shor muad b'kil shalo b'kavana, chayev kofer pater mi misa. Right there is the riot of Shmuel. What we have here, it's a shor muad. That's chayev kofer, but pater mimisa, right? Because it didn't have kavana, right? Shalom b'kavana, chayev kofer, pater mimisa. And also, but if it's tam b'kavana, chayev misa, pater b'kofer. Tam b'kavana is chayev misa, but it's pater b'kofer. And tam shalom b'kavana is pater mizeh umizeh. So therefore, we have a proof to Shmuel in the case that if the shor has intent to kill, the shor muad has intent to kill A, but instead kills B, right? It has wrong intent. Well, I mean, actually, it's a Kanani. I don't know what the case is. It had intent to kill one person and killed another person. If you didn't have intent to kill, right, and fell on the rubbed up against the wall, then you're putter for Misa, but Chayev and Kofer.
See, Chayev Misa all the time at the Kamamu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Putter from everything. It was chayev damage, I guess. Maybe it's a nezek tzara. I don't know. It's putter from Misa. The shore is putter from Skila. I guess so. Well, that's how it works out. If we're going to look in the court case to bring proofs, always it's the edim. You have an animal psychologist. You bring a shore whisperer to find out for sure whether or not it works. Okay. So then the brisa continues. Just a quick thing. It's an interesting thing. You have to say this Meshach Chachma. The Mishnah said that it had kavana to kill a kanani, and but kill the person. It's putter. Because you know, not chayav misa if you kill a knani, so everyone says, their life's not worth as much. So there's a meshach chachma, I think on next week's parsha, Mishpatim, who says that there's no chayav misa when you kill a knani. Why not? took away a life. So he says, because when it comes to killing a Kanani, there's an added element of Chilul Hashem. If you kill a non-Jew, there's an added element of Chilul Hashem. And the Rambam paskins that there's certain things that Yom Kippur's mechaper certain aveiros, Mises Basin's mechaper certain aveiros, but Chilul Hashem, there's no punishment bidei Adam that can be or Yom Kippur that can be mechaper for the Chilul Hashem. So therefore, it's not that it's killing a Kanani is so lenient, therefore you don't get Misa. It's killing a Kanani is so stringent that there's nothing that the Beis Din Shalmata can do, and therefore it's all left to Beis Shemayim, and God will take care of you. It's a Chi of Misa Beis Shemayim because of the concept of Chil Hashem. So the Chumash Rabbah says it's even more, it's more stringent. And you have certain people always say, oh, it's a Goy. It's not not so thing. It's a big Chil Hashem to kill a Jew. It's even, according to Meshach Chacham, it's even bigger Chil Hashem to kill a Goy. The Gemara says, it talks about that about getting change from a guy from a store. I forgot who the time it was. He ran back to make sure that he gave the right change back to the guy because the storekeeper gave him the wrong change because Kiddush Hashem. So it was a big issue of Chilul Hashem of taking the money. Alachas Kama Kama, the Chilul Hashem of taking the guy's life. So the Braisa continues. If it's a tam, if it's a muad, yeah. Because the muad, we're putting it on you. That's why you're chayav kofir, because it's on you. You should have watched your shore. It's a huge chilul Hashem for doing that. Well, according to with the shore, you have kapara. You may have if you kill a Kanani with your bidayim. I don't know. MF Shkok was talking about killing with if you kill a Kanani with the shore. I don't know what your kapara would be. I don't know. No, it says you're putter from the shore's putter from Misa, but we pass on like Shmuel that you chayev kofer. You have to pay the kapara. Vehanizakin, right? Vehanizakin shelo bekavana. Let's say a shore damages shelo bekavana. Big machlokas here. What type of damage we're talking about? Vehanizakin shelo bekavana. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Yehuda says if you nezek below bekavana, not killing, but nezek shelo bekavana, you're chayev. Rabbi Shimon's poter. So what type of kavana are we talking about? So the Ravid and the Chidushay Ravid says had the katan nezakin shelo bekavana. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. It's been nizke shore ba adam. We're talking about a shore that hits an adam. B'chol nizakin, whether a chain, regel, karen, hitting a person, b'chol nizakin, right? Afilu nizchakik b'chol tala hanaso, v'nafal ha'adam v'hiziko, osho darast al tinok v'hiziko, all these cases, according to Rav Shimon, it says that you're putter, you need kavana. But that goes against, in the footnotes here to the Ravid, it says that goes against what the Ravid has brought down in the Shita Mekobetzes, who says that we're talking about here, it's not about chain v'regel, it's only about Karen. For Shane Varegel, there's never Kavanah to do the damage. The Kavanah is to do what it wants, what it's doing. It's just walking in the street. It's just eating. So he says that Aval Shane Varegel, Apapisha ain't Kavanah some Hazik. Aval Miskavanah's he, Lidrisha, Vilachila. Right, that's not right. And he brings down the Ra'ah, that we're talking about Niske Karen. And the Ramban and the Mechonis is talking about Niske Karen. So the Ravid and the Chidushi Ravid says it's all types of Nizakin. The Balamor agrees with the Ravid, the Meiri agrees with the Ravid. You see the geographic issue over there also. The Chachmei Provence seem to all say that it's talking about all of them, but the Chachmei Svara, the Ra'ah, and the Ramban, they all say it's only talking about the damage of Karen. Okay? It's also the question here whether or not the Machlokas of Dovrish Enamus Kavan that we have by Shabbos is the same Machlokas that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are having here. Because Rabbi Shimon says Dovr Shem Iskavin is Pater B'Shabbos, and Rabbi Yehuda says Dovr Shem Iskavin is Chayev B'Shabbos. And here too, Rabbi Yehuda also says no Kavana you're Chayev, and Rabbi Shimon says Kavana no Kavana your Pater. So that's Rabbeinu Chananel. He learns that's how he learns the Machlokas. And if that's the case, then you have issues with Psak, because B'Shabbos you paskin like Rabbi Shimon, but what's the story over here paskin like Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda. Eben Ezel, Rabbi Zalman, doesn't like that pshat that we learn to say machlokas, because you see here that we say my time, and we give a reason what the time is. We don't say that the reason is because Davar Sheinu Maskavin. Okay. So Gemara says, Mizakh Shlomo Kavana, Rabbi Yehuda Machai, Rabbi Shimon Poter. My time of the Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason that Rabbi Yehuda says that you are Chayiv? Yolef Mikofro. He learns out from Kofer. Right? Because we just learned out that if a kill Shlomo Kavana, you're Chayiv Kofer. So if you kill shalobe kavan v'chayev kofer, ma kofro shalobe kavan v'chayev, af ha-nizakin nami shalobe kavan v'chayev. So too, when it comes to nizakin, you're also chayev, just like kofro you're chayev shalobe kavan, nezak you're also chayev shalobe kavan. I have Rabbi Shimon, yolof mikatali l'shor. He learns not from the kofer part aspect, but from the chi of misa aspect of the shor. Just like shalobe kavan by misa, your potter for skila, ma kataliye shalobe kavan potter, af nizakin shalobe kavan potter. So too, when it comes to nizakin, you're also going to be potter. So the Gemara asks, Rabbi Yehuda, nominate with me katalei. Let's make him potter, Rabbi Yehuda. Why Ibn Ezra has a problem with that Rabbi Chananel? Because he's not talking about davarshin v'skaven, he's talking about limudim. So the Gemara asks, okay, Rabbi Yehuda, why don't you learn out as well from the killing aspect, from the chi of misa, and not from the chi of kofer? So he says, no, danin tashlumin mitashlumin, the ain danin tashlumin mimisa. It's better, easier for me to learn out cases of payment to another case of payment. Kofar is a monetary payment. Even if it's kofar kafara, it's still money. It's monetary payment. And Chi of Nezek is a monetary payment. I'm going to learn out money for money and not learn out misa to money. Right? So that's a good point. So Rishima Nami Nailith Mikofro. You should also learn from kofar. It's money to money. So he says, no. Dan Chiyuv Dishor, Mi Chiyuv Dishor, Lafuki Kofar Dichiyuv Dibailimu. I'm going to learn out, that's how Rashi says, I'm going to learn out the tashlumin of a shor, right? It's better to learn nizakin because the nizakin is the damage is caused by the shor, so, right? Damage caused by the shor. The misa part is caused by the shor. The kofar is the bailim's fault because he let the shor run free. It's the bailim. So I'm going to learn out one from that from the other. So what does that mean? So Rav Elchanan in the Kovetz Biyorim explains, right? He brings down Rashi. He says, "Upeirish Rashi tashlume nizaka of machmas hashor ba'in." The tashlumim of the nezek come due to the shor. Lafuke kofer the chiyuv of the bailim hu. Why? And kofer is a chiyuv of the bailim. Why? The kaparas nafsho. So what does this go back to? This goes back to what we have in the first thing we talked about above a kama is what's the chiyuv if your animal does damage? Is it your mammon was mazik, or is that it was the ish shmira, the fact that you didn't do a proper shmira? Ubir hadvarim, he says, tibinizakim, when it comes to damage, pu'ulas hashor hi mechayvaso. It's the actual, it's your mamon amazik, the act that Yeshua did, that's with the mechayev. Elash im shamru karoi patraso hatorah. But if you did a proper shmirah, then the Torah says you're potter. Aval kofar de kaparahu, but kofar is coming as a kapara, it's coming for an atonement for the person. E efshar lomar she yischayev be kapara ba'ad maisa shoro. It's not the maisa shor that's being mechayev you. It's your lack of shmirah, what you did wrong. It's your action, or inaction, that is mechayev you. Right? El chiyuva be'ad ma'isa atzmahu shebegar matzto neherag adam or nizag adam al yedei shelo shamar eshor karoi ve'ikar achilik shebenizakin ish shmira ela eno ela tnai lechiyuvo. He says by nizakin the lack of shmira is only a condition precedent to causing the damage, right? But it's really the actual b'chayiv is that your mamon did damage. Avagabe kofer ish shmira hu ma'isa hamechayivo. When it comes to the kofer, the ishmir, the lack of shmir, that's the maisa, or the lack of maisa, that causes the damage. So therefore, he's saying that the kofer is the maisa of the baal, but the damage in the misa is the maisa of the mamo. So therefore, if Shimon's learning out the maisa of the shore to the maisa of the shore, not the maisa of the shore to the maisa of the mamon, and that's why, right, that's what he learns out. Donin, chiyuv the shore, me chiyuv the shore. So that's why he says yuchayev, because we're going to, yuchayev, it's like yuchayev by, that's why, just like yuchayev by the kofar, you're also going to be chayev, right? Just like yuchayev. And he says you're putter, right? Because just like he's going to learn out, just like you're putter from the chiyev of the shore of misa over there, you're putter from the nezek, which is the chiyev of the shore over here, but you're still chayev the kofar, which is the misa of the person. Okay. So now the Gemara says we learned in the Mishnah. V'niskaven l'horogas habeim v'horogas ha'adam potter. So the Gemara says it's dafka if you had kavana to kill a behema that doesn't have a chi of misa, therefore you're potter. Ha, however, this guy Menachem mentioned this also the other day. Ha niskaven l'horogas zev v'horogas zev. What if you have transferred intent? You had an intention to kill one person and you ended up killing another person. So our Mishnah says if you had kavana to kill an animal and you killed a person, then you're potter. But what if you had kavana to kill a person, you killed another person? Mashmi here that the chayiv, the shor would be chayiv v'skila. So Gemara says, mas nisin delo k'Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah then must not be in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The Sanya of Shimon says, Rav Shimon Omer, afilu niskabin laharog ezev, laharog ezev potter. Rav Shimon says, if you have kavana to kill one, the shortest kavana to kill one person, kills another person, you're still nevertheless potter, because he holds that transfer intent is not does not create liability. So the Gemara says, Uma taima de Rabbi Shimon. What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon? He says it's a pasuk. The Amakra, the pasuk says, "Im shor nagachu the hemis isho isha hashor yisakel v'gam ba'alav yumas." He says, "Kemisas bailim kach misas ashor." The way you kill a shor is the same way you kill. The way you kill a person, the same way you kill a shor. Ma bailim adam iskabin le ashor nami adam iskabin le. Rabbi Shimon holds that even if I had if a person has intent to kill what person A and instead kills person B, he's potter. So too by the shor. So the Gemara says, "I." So that begs the question, Uba Ilam Gufayu, how do you know by a person himself that you're putter if you killed one, if you intended to kill one and you killed the other? Bailim Gufayu minalon, the Amakra, because the Pasuk says, the Arav Lo Vikamalov. He got up and he killed him. He had the intent to kill him, and then something like and then he killed him. Achi iskavein lo, until you had kavana to kill him. So Shimon has a Pasuk that transfer intent is not Mchayev. So what did Rabbanan do? What do you do with this Pasuk? The Arav Lo. He got up to kill him. Rabbanan haiva aravlo, my avdile. What do they do with that? What do they do with that? With that livmud? He says, Amri debe raviane prat lezorig even lagoy. This is talking about a case where the guy picked up a rock. There was a whole mass of people around there, and he threw the rock into the crowd. He threw the rock into the crowd, right? And the crowd had goyim and had Yisraelim, right? So, and even in this case, the rock hits a Jew and kills a Jew, You're still putter from Misa, because there's a suffix who he had kavanah for. Maybe he had kavanah for the guy, and if he had kavanah for the guy, like we just said, he putter from Misa, but chayev for the issue of Chilul Hashem. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Hechidami, what's the case? We have a mixture of Goyim and Jews in the pile over here. So Hechidami. If you have nine Kananim and one Jew, why are you telling me that you're putter because of the pasuk of Arav Lo? Typically, the Ruba Kananim minhu. Rove of the people here are Kananim. Go according to Rove. Rove the Kavana. He had Kavana to kill the Kanani. That's why he's putter. It happened to hit the Jew. It doesn't matter. That's why he's putter. It's not because. Not because of the kavana would be to kill the guy, the Ruba the Kananim. Since most of the chabur is goyim, so you see that the person who threw the stone into this group, his kavana was to kill a goyim, and even if he killed a Jew, then it was kavana to kill a guy, and he killed a Jew. We're saying he's potter. Inami, or what's the other case? Pagil pagil. Let's say we have half goyim, half Jews. Nevertheless, we should say suffik nafashas lahakel. It's 50-50. Say it's suffik nefashas lahakel. It's a suffik of what his kavana was, what his intent was, and therefore we know the din is by nefashas, it's suffik nefashas lahakel. Rashi brings a pasuk of suffik nefashas lahakel. He says, the pasuk says, v'shaktu es ha'eda v'itzilu es ha'eda, and therefore we see from the word v'itzilu that we have to go after zechutz constantly to try to find ways out to save somebody. So we say suffik nefashas lahakel. So what's the case? The Gemara says, v'tzricha, not lo tzricha, what's the case? Te'ika tisha Yisraelim v'echa Kanani. There are nine Jews and one Kanani. The Apa God, the Ruby Yisrael, who, even though it's a robe of Yisraelim here, so you would think that it's definitely kavana to kill Yisrael. He says, not kavan ika chad kanai benayu. Since we have one Kanani stationed right there, standing in his pot, habile kavua. That's the din of kavua, right? Because it's not, he didn't leave anywhere. If there are 10 people in a group and one walks out, so then we go according to rove. But if the suffix arises in the spot, if it's kavua, right, if it's kavua, kol kavua, der mechza mechza dami. Then every kavua is mechza mechza, and then we say, suffix nefashos lahakel. Because then if it turns it into a case of 50-50, and suffix nefashos lahakel, that's where the pasuk come to teach us. So just there was a mechza, I brought down, I just said before, that Rashi learns out from the pasuk that you have to, learns out from the pasuk that you have to go suffix nefashos lahakel. But, there, and that's how the Rashi in Bava Basra learns, but the Tosos in Bava Basra learns out that you don't need it from a pasuk; it's a svara that we don't kill. Just like we're not motzi mamam when we suffik, we see motzi mechamei overaya. We don't take out someone's property by suffik. We're definitely not going to kill somebody when we did suffik, because killing somebody is much more chomer. So it's just a svara. So the Rav Chanan over there in Bava Basra says that there's a big nafkamina whether we learn it out from a pasuk or we learn it out from a svara. He says that according to Tosfos, the Pitur is only a suffix. The Pitur says it's suffix. But you only have a suffix whether it's nefashos or it's not, or it's not chayev. But according, if we learn that from the pasuk, then we say, when we say suffix nefashos lahakel, he says it turns into a din vadai. Suffolk Nefashos, turn the Torah says, it's not Chayiv. Period. It's not Suffolk. It's not Chayiv. It's not Chayiv. So therefore, what's a Nafkamina? A Nafkamina would be the case of Kimli B'Drabimine. That if, because if the Ptor, if somehow you make a case where he's Kimli B'Drabimine, and it's a Suffolk Nefashos, if the Ptor is only, if the Ptor comes from the Pasuk, that means your mamash putter. So you have to pay, make the monetary payment, because you're putter from. But if the Ptor is only from a Swara, so it's a Suffolk Nefashos, then there might be room to say that it's not, that here there may be a Chiyuv. We're not sure whether or not there is a Chiyuv, so therefore there would be the Ptor of Kimle B'Drabimine. Okay, let's move. Next case. Shor Isha, the shore of a woman. Shor Yisoma, the shore of Yisoma, of young fatherless children. Shor Apitropos, the shore that Apitropos is watching. Shor Midbar, or shore of Hefker. Shor Hektesh, or shore of Hektesh. Shor Hagesh, and Mesh Enel Yarshim, or the shore of a Ger that died without Yarshim. Hare Elu Chayav Misa. All these cases, if any of these Shwarim kill a person, they're Chayav Misa. But Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Shor Midbar, Shor Hektesh, Shor Gersh and Mesh, Turim in a Misa, Lefish Einhem Bailim. There's no Bailim, there's no owners, therefore they're putter for Misa. So Tana Rabbanan learned, Shor Shiva Panim. In the parts of Shor, it says the word Shor seven times. So there's six extra times it says the word Shor. Lahavi, in those extra times, Lahavi is to include Shor Isha, Shor Yisomim, Shor Apitropos, Shor Midbar, Shor Hektesh, Shor Goyim, Shemesh, Ebein Yarshim. That's what they come to include. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shor Midbar, again the Brisa says, Shor Midbar, Shor Hektesh, Shor Ger Shemesh, the Ein Lo Yarshim, Petur Min Amisa. Those cases are putter for Misa. Why? Lefisha Ein Lahen Bailim. Because they don't have owners. You can't put them to death. There's no owner here. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to explain why. So Amar Rav Huna, Poter Rabbi Yehuda Afilu Nagach. Rabbi Yehuda, not only was he putter if there's no Bailim, he's even poter if the shore did damage. Ulu Basop Hektesh. And after the damage, then the owner was Makdish to shore. Or Shen Nagach Ulu Basop Hifkir. The shore did damage, and after that, the owner was Makir the shore. Mimai. How does he know that? Midikatani Tarti. Look at our Brisa. Look at our Mishnah. It says the same din twice. Why? It says Shor Midbar, which means there's no Bailim, because it's Hefker. And also Shor Gate. Shor Hager Shemesva Eno Yarshim. If a Ger dies out Yarshim, all his property goes to Hefker. It's the same din. Right? It's a Shor Hefker. Right? Shor Ger Shemesva Eno Yarshim. Shor Ger Shemes, my Nino. What's the case of a Shor Ger Shemes? The cave in the Eno Yarshim. How about the Shor Hefker? Since Eno Yarshim, the Shor is like Hefker. The Haino Shor Hamidbar, Haino Shor Ger Shemes, Eno Yarshim. It's the same case, talking about a Shor of Hefker. So he says, El Alab, Hakamash Malan, coming to teach us that Filu Nagach Ulvasov Hiktish. If you did Nagicha, and at the end it did that, you were mocked to shit. Or Nagach Ulvasov Hifkir, Shmamina, that you're still putter in those cases. And Tainami Hachi, we have a Bryce that goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, because it says, Yeser Alkain Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said even more than this. Afilu Nagach Ulvasov Hiktish, Nagach Ulvasov Hifkir putter. Why? Shenamar, Vuhula Bivala Behemis. It damaged with its bailim, and then it was killed. Achetei misa of amad b'din shavik echad. So long as the misa and bringing it to court was done with the baal. The baal had to be there. So Gemara says, Gemara din lo ba'inan. We only need to bring it to Beis Din. We don't need Gemara din. So he says, the hasor yisakel. He says the shor yisakel in the pasuk, which is mashma the Gemara din. U Gemara din. So ela ema. Achetei misa of hamad b'din u Gemara din shavik echad. Until the misa, the hamad b'din, and the Gemara din is all done in front of a bailim. Otherwise you are putter. So this is the machlokos we've shown him, and the Rashba brings it down. The last thing, I don't have a minute. We talked about here, Rabbi Yehuda talked about if you were machir, if you shorted damage and you were machir, if you shorted damage, you were machir shit. What if you shorted damage and you sold it? You'd be chayev in that case. So the Rashba says if you sold it, you would still be chayev, because if you sold it, it's still a bailim. Maybe a different bailim, but there's still a bailim. So you shorted damage, and then you sold it, and then it went to court, it would still be a chiyuv. It's a machlokas, a Rishonim, who says that Rashi argues. Rashi says also, it has to be the same bailim. It has to be the same bailim throughout. Okay, have a good day. No.